107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up?
Yes. Is it Friday yet? No, it's only Monday in the 8 o'clock hour. Fantastic. Way off, man. Way off. Yeah, it was. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of hard getting my head off the pillow this morning. I just was like, it's cold out.
It was a little rough. It was. You know, especially with the entire weekend of football.
Yeah.
Beer and wings and
it's
good
times.
It was a
nice weekend. Had some good time. And it's like, you know, the weather was not. I know it was still cold, but it was like sun. I don't know. It was hard to find motivation today. You know?
Here we are, buddy boy. You better find it quick.
You know, 2 hours in, I'm still like, I don't really. I'm not really feeling it. You know, not really feeling it. I don't know. Anyway. All right. Well, hey, let's keep it moving here. Maybe I'll find some motivation. It is time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
That's Buds in the Biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's happening?
They're probably motivated today. They always are. They got
always
you covered.
Motivated,
man.
You know?
Okay, this story is just bananas, Hunter, okay? And you know what? Whenever I see stories like this, and we've had stories where we break down the process of what went through people's minds, okay? What possibly went through people's minds to get
hell
to the
is
where
going on.
Right, exactly. So, a middle school in Mississippi planned to give female students Spanx as a way of promoting healthy body image.
Spanx?
Spanx. Do you know what Spanx are?
Yeah, bend over the knee.
No. It's the shapewear, all right? Women wear it. It tightens areas and lifts other areas. It's shapewear. Makes you look good. Kind of, makes the bad areas look good and the okay areas look better. You know what I mean?
All right.
Your wife might have a pair of Spanx. Ask her. You might get slapped, but hey. Anyway,
spanked, right?
When they sent a letter home requesting bra sizes, a bunch of parents flipped out. The Spanx were donated, and the school now admits it was a dumb idea. Yeah, you think? Like, how?
Because I really don't know what Spanx are, but you know what?
Hunter, imagine your butt is flat, and you're like, I need a little bit of lift. You put on Spanx, it lifts the butt, tightens the gut.
So. What was the school trying to accomplish by doing this?
Making their kids
look better?
They said to promote a positive body image. I don't know. But for these middle schoolers, I'm floored. First of all, who donates Spanx to a middle school? That's question number one. All right, who donates adult shapewear to a middle school?
Here's the question I have. It's an entire school of people that had to go through with it. Like there's a process
exactly
for it to get there. So nobody stood up and was like, hey,
yeah,
like we don't want to be on the Brock and Hunter radio show. Maybe we shouldn't do this.
Think about this. So yeah, exactly. Let's lay out the timeline events. Someone who I wouldn't say is a smart person says, you know what that middle school needs? They don't need books. They don't need money. They need Spanx. I got a whole warehouse full of Spanx. Let's give them some adult shapewear that middle-aged women wear, okay? All right, so there. Then they donate it. Then the school board is like, oh, well, thanks for the donation of Spanx. What could we do with all these? You know what we could do? We could send these out to the kids, and we could promote body positivity by giving them shapewear.
No.
Here's a better idea. Now let's email everyone and say, hey, what's the bra size of your adolescent children? Because we need to know so we can send them home with space. What?
Here's the thing. You know, Brock, you and I both not a big fan of meetings, right?
No.
But maybe we should have a meeting around this. Maybe people need to meet up and talk about this.
The fact that school board officials, there was a group of people, adults, all right, adults, they were like, this is a good idea. Let's do it. It's fine. You're right, Hunter. Like you said, did not one person stood up and said, hey, guys, should we, hold on, let's think about this here real quick. Not a single one.
Nobody.
Unbelievable.
Well, hey, we got a story out of it.
I mean, I guess so. Anyway, go do your research on Spanx. I'm a little upset you don't know what Spanx are, but
I'm gonna look this up.
Maybe the story will make more sense. You'll call me later, like, don't.
Should I go incognito on this one? Or
maybe. I don't know. Because
how do you spell it? S P A
N X. There's an X at the end.
Oh, X.
You got to figure it out. You got it. I think if you Google search regular Spanx, you might get something else. That you might want to incognito mode.
Spanx revision. That's the first one.
Whoa! All right, that's enough of that. All right, that is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.